Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
What is the dumbest way you have injured yourself? Because I may have taken the cake in my life. I launched myself on the floor, kind of like Superman, you know, hands out in front, toes pointed backwards.
This is like stuff that kids do.
And I didn't do this on purpose. I was going to the bathroom in the middle of the night, had to potty. Too much beer, you know. Old guy like me, gotta go potty.
Yeah, that's what happens when you're a Bears fan. You gotta watch football.
Maybe that's what it was. So I didn't realize when I stepped out of bed, and I like to like make a beeline to the bathroom. We're on the same floor right there. I stepped out of bed with my left foot. I went to take a step, and there was nothing there. It was like I stepped into like a huge hole in the floor.
You had no power in your foot. It wasn't working. It was totally numb.
So here's me. I go down, splash the floor, boom. Kind of like I did a belly flop. And I'm like, what? You know, and I'm saying some expletives.
You're like, what happened?
My wife, Jess, pops up and she goes, like three things within 1.5 seconds. What happened? Are you okay? Can you get up? Babe. I'm starting to get frustrated with her. So we start arguing. I go, one at a time here. Let me just, I don't know what happened. And she keeps asking me questions. And I'm finally screaming, I don't know what happened. So I'm like, my foot fell asleep. I must have had it bent or whatever in bed. And
in such a way that it did that.
But it was numb. Boom. I didn't know what happened. I didn't know if somebody like pulled the carpet out from under me.
That is
what?
That is the worst though. That'll happen with my hands sometimes. The way I kind of lay with my hands sort of bent either on my face or like under my
chin.
Or
like a praying position.
Or I'll put them under the pillow and then my alarm will go off and Eric will be nudging me. And I'm like, I can't grip. And then I'll drop the phone. And then it's like, cripes, I dropped the phone.
So if I get done in the bathroom doing my thing, and I come back and I'm like, oh man, my elbows were kind of hurting on that one.
Well, yeah, you went face first into the ground.
But to this day now, it's been quite a few hours, my left foot that was asleep, because it bent back so far, I got like this strain from my shin all the way down
great.
To my toe. I have this.
You pulled a meniscus.
Maybe I did, but it's almost like I can't bend my foot backwards without like, okay, it's a little bit better this morning, but man, I'm telling you.
And it's not like you can tell people if they say, hey, what happened? It's not like you can say, oh man, I was chasing a robber or somebody stole a grocery bag and I had to chase after him, jumped over the curb, jumped over a grocery cart, tackled the guy, but yeah, it's fine.
Somebody tried getting in the house and I tried to check.
No. Instead, hey, Radar, what happened? Why are you limping?
I fell out of bed. My foot fell asleep. So I'm kind of injured here. So I've been putting like...
Is that why you're moving back and forth?
Yeah.
Because Radar stands when he does the show.
I've been trying to do that.
And I'm watching you, and you are moving around.
I'm trying to stretch it.
I thought, speaking of the bathroom, I thought you had to go to the bathroom. You're just like doing like the potty dance.
No, I'm being careful, though, that this doesn't fall asleep again. No, I just kind of feel like I need to keep stretching it.
And
it was really bad yesterday. Today, I still feel it.
If you're just so quick to, hey, get up and get out of bed, you're going to want to think twice about that now.
Oh, I have been.
That's how it is for me since I fainted. When there was that fire alarm that went off at the hotel in La Crosse.
That's right.
I shot up out of bed too fast, and I went to see what was going on. And sure enough, there was a fire in one of the little like microwaves down below us, and everybody had to evacuate. And if you heard the story, maybe you did. I fainted three times.
Eric
almost had to fireman carry me out of the hotel.
Yeah, you had no blood pressure?
Because I got up so fast.
Yeah.
So maybe now you've got to take a second, wiggle around.
Maybe I need to do that. Has anybody else like done something stupid to get hurt? 414-432-1099. Amanda, what happened to you?
Well, it's not me. It's my mom.
Oh, sure. So blame your mom for this.
Uh-oh.
Three Christmases ago, she was making the guest bed, getting ready for the holidays.
Sure. You got to make it look all nice and pretty. I got you.
She dropped the mattress and shattered her wrist.
Ouch! During the holidays, too?
So the bed is an old water bed, so the mattress is like in, you know, like down.
Kind of converted,
so she was dropping the mattress down after she put the fitted sheet on.
Oh. Now we know why water mattresses went away and never came
back. Exactly, they're hurting you. And she shattered her wrist right before the holidays.
Yeah, so then I got stuck making Christmas cookies that year. We still talk about it.
Oh, no. Amanda. That sounds terrible. Your mom's doing fine now. It's been a couple years.
She's great. Yeah, she's good? Great. It's fine. We laugh about it now.
And are you still making those Christmas cookies? Because if you are, we could use a few.
No.
She's like, not my thing.
Right back to mom.
Not my thing.
Thanks a lot, Amanda. Happy holidays.
You too. Bye, Radar.
Bye.
Mary, you injure yourself in a dumb way. What happened?
And you know how in the wintertime you go out there and start your car up because it's freaking cold in Wisconsin, right?
Yeah.
And this was January. It was like the day after my birthday. And I start the car, going back in the house. Well, I slipped on some ice. No, scurry. I am Polish. I forgot to preface that by saying
Dobrze, dobrze.
Both my hands go out to break my fall, but I'm on the stoop. So the one hand hits the bottom of the ground, and the other hand barely held me up. My face planted on my stoop. I broke my nose. If I had the nerve, I'd send you the pictures.
Oh, my gosh.
No. And then, of course, everybody could see it, so I'm sure they're looking at you, and they want to ask, what happened to this lady?
I took a trip to the emergency room and didn't go to work for a while, okay?
Oh. That is embarrassing, but it's just so easy how it can happen. You're maybe not paying attention. You're going too fast. Like you said, there was ice.
Ugh.
I mean, this is what can happen, and everyone's had a dumb injury in some way, shape, or form. It's just Radar went on the radio and admitted it to everybody.
Exactly. And Mary, you didn't have any video of you falling because that could make a lot of money on
YouTube. I know.
Like,
this is
YouTube.
A guy that laughs at people falling.
Darlene, what happened to your husband? How did he injure himself? In a dumb way, right?
Oh, yeah. One time on Fox 6, they showed how to make snow on a really cold day. You boil in a microwave an 8-ounce cup of water.
Sure.
He does it and it works. So when my daughter comes home, he nukes a 32-ounce cup of water, takes her outside, hands it to her, and tells her to chuck it at him. Next, he's screaming. She throws it at him. He starts yelling, runs in the house, rips off his shirt. It never turned into snow, and he's got blisters all over his chest.
Oh my
Why
gosh.
Did he want her to throw it at him? It's
throw
supposed
it
to go
out,
up in the air.
Out into the air.
What's up with that?
Because he thought that it would turn into snow, and it would be funny. And he wanted to go to the hospital. I said, you're an idiot.
That's what you said. You're an idiot.
Yeah. I'm hurting. Doesn't matter. You're an idiot.
Oh, my gosh.
That's how we hurt ourselves in a dumb way.
Guys, when you're trying to make snow, you want to, like, throw it out up into the air.
Stay away from the boiling water.
Yes, yes.
Yeah. No, she chucked it right at him.
Oh, my gosh. Darlene, appreciate the call this morning. Thanks for listening to the show.
Yep, have fun.
Yeah, we
are having fun. You help us have fun.
We have text messages coming
in,
too.
We've got a text here from a 309 number that said, a really stupid thing I did to hurt myself was when I was in high school, and my friend was walking down the stairs with me after class, and he went to throw up on the stairs.
Oh.
I went to jump out of the way and ended up jumping down the entire flight of stairs, landing at the bottom, rolling my ankle. My friend continued to vomit down the stairs. As I was hobbling to get out of the way with the rest of the crowd, I ended up on crutches for 2 weeks. Why does this sound like an episode of Family Guy? Somebody throws up. Chaos ensues. Everything is crazy.
Oh, no!